Padre Pio once said, "The Madonna is the shortcut to God." Many saints throughout the ages have called her queen for a deeply meaningful reason. Let's take a moment to understand what this beautiful title means for us today. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today, the Church celebrates a beautiful Marian feast, the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, this title might sound lofty or even abstract, especially to our Protestant viewers, but when we take a moment to reflect on it, we find something both deeply scriptural and profoundly personal. Because Mary's queenship isn't just about her exalted status in heaven, it's about her role in our lives, right here and now. To understand this title, we have to start with the scriptures. So let's begin. In the Old Testament, the queen in the kingdom of Israel was not the king's wife. It was the king's mother. This position was known as the Gebria, or Great Lady, and she held real influence in the court. We see an example of this in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19, where Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, enters the royal court, and the king rises to greet her, bows, and has a throne placed at his right hand for her. Now, fast forward to the New Testament, who is called the son of King David? Well, Jesus, of course. And who is his mother? Mary. If Jesus reigns forever on the throne of David, as the angel Gabriel announced at the Annunciation, then it follows that Mary, his mother, reigns as queen. Tradition picks up where scripture leaves off. From the early centuries, the Church has honored Mary with titles that reflect her dignity and maternal intercession. Advocate, helper, benefactress, mediatrix. By the Middle Ages, the title Queen of Heaven was widespread. You see it in prayers, hymns like the Salve Regina, and in the art and liturgy of nearly every Catholic culture. Mary is always pictured close to the throne of her son, interceding, guiding, and reigning by his side. Theologically, Mary's queenship is rooted in her role in salvation history. Because she gave her fiat, her total yes to God, she became not only the mother of the Redeemer, but also, in a real sense, the spiritual mother of all the redeemed. Her queenship, then, is not one of domination, but of service and intercession. In 1954, Pope Pius XII instituted today's feast through his encyclical Ad Caeli Reginam. He taught that Mary is queen not only because she is the mother of God, but also because, as the new Eve, she cooperated in the work of redemption. He wasn't inventing a new devotion. He was echoing centuries of belief and practice, from the glorious mysteries of the Rosary to the crowning of Marian statues, a tradition that symbolizes her role as Queen of all Saints. Pope Pius XII also asked that on this feast day, the whole Church renew its consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He wrote, "Let all approach with greater confidence now than before to the throne of mercy and grace of our Queen and Mother to beg help in difficulty, light in darkness, and solace in trouble and sorrow. And blessed Pope Pius IX expressed, "Constituted by the Lord Queen of heaven and earth, standing at the right hand of her only begotten Son, she petitions most powerfully with her maternal prayers, and she obtains what she seeks. In a world obsessed with power, Mary's throne reminds us of something deeper. True greatness lies in surrender to God. So today, let us honor her as queen, not as some distant ruler, but as a loving mother who reigns with tenderness, who hears our cries, and who always leads us to her Son. Mary, Queen of Heaven, pray for us." Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.